Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Three-man show today with EB in Indiana, following his daughter around playing some volleyball for Cornell. I'm JP, joined by Cakes and Bish Bucks. And joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Hope all is well with you.
All is well, except it's raining this morning.
Oh, you getting a little bit of Francine down there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is.
I think you are getting a little Francine.
It's raining. I'll have to call my daughter Bridget, since she follows the Weather Channel all day.
Yeah.
Do you watch Thursday Night Football? Are you capable of watching Thursday Night Football on Amazon?
I am capable, yes. I can get Amazon Prime down here, but the game starts so damn late, and I know I'll see highlights in the morning. So the honest answer is no, I do not watch Thursday Night Football. So as I sit here talking to you, I'm certainly aware of what happened last night, particularly with Tua, but I have not watched the game.
Yeah, what do you think Tua should do? He's owed $93 million no matter what, like guaranteed money.
Even if you're retired, he gets it?
I think so.
I think also, on a side note, on top of that, if he retires due to injury, I think that number, I can double check this, bumps up to $167 million.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the first thing I would say is I don't think he can make a decision based on money.
Yeah.
Right. He's got plenty. He'll get plenty more regardless of what he decides to do.
Right.
I think he should talk to doctors, not just one, but he should talk to doctors. And then he should make his own decision. Do I want to put, he has to know now, if he didn't already know before last night, that playing football puts him at risk. Playing football puts everybody at risk who plays, but he has been particularly concussion oriented, and we all know what concussions can do now. And so he has to make the decision. Ultimately, once the doctors tell him exactly what the deal is, what the risks are, whether he's likely to get another one, which I'm not a doctor. I would say he probably is. And then decide what he wants to do. Football is what he's done. I think it's very hard for anybody to get, you know, we talk about older players who don't want to let go. You know, the old cliche about athletes dying twice. I think that he has to decide what's going to be best for him, for his family, long term, not just short term, and then figure out what to do. But I don't think his decision should be based on money.
John, especially for a player with his concussion history, don't you think that that was a reckless play last night? He was leading with his head. Put head down. Like, he should be
He was instinctive.
Sliding feet first at the first sign of trouble. Like, I was just shocked that he was leading with his head and putting his head out there to be contacted like that.
Yeah, I've seen the replay. Yeah. It surprises me. But when you guys know this, when you're an athlete, when you're in the heat of battle, you're not thinking, oh, is this safe?
Right.
You know, we had the whole thing with Robert Griffin with not knowing how to slide. And somebody made the point the other day talking about Jaden Daniels. I think I knew how to slide when I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard a thing to learn. So why are there still quarterbacks who are going into contact situations and not sliding?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that in general, but yes, I would say if I'm sitting there watching, I go, oh, that's a reckless play. But he's on the field. He's the one, you know, making instinctive moves to try to help his team. So while I think every quarterback, especially multimillion-dollar quarterbacks, but every quarterback should know how to slide and know when to slide, I can't criticize someone for competing. It's hard anyway for me.
Yeah, it kind of opens up your eyes as a fan to think about, you know, I'm sure every player that plays in the NFL, besides maybe a kicker and a punter, probably gets a concussion, at least one in their career. But all the guys that played back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s before we knew what CTE was, I mean, those guys were getting banged up and they'd be out for a game or a play and they're right back in the next play. And these guys now, Tua, he could be out 8, 10, maybe even the rest of the year.
Or maybe forever.
Forever, right.
But, you know, when I was doing my Army-Navy book, which was in the mid-90s, one of the captains of the Army team was a guy named Jim Cantaloupe, who was a good enough player that he almost made the Chicago Bears a couple of years later after he got out of the Army, but didn't get out, didn't make the team because he got concussed, and they found out, I don't know exactly how you do this, but he'd had 9 concussions while he was in Army.
Wow.
And because he knew he was a safety, because he knew he was liable to take head blows, he actually wrote on the inside of his wrist what day it was, who they were playing, his name, so that when the docs would question him after he'd gotten concussed, he was able to answer those questions, and he got right back in the game.
Yeah.
Now, that's a long time ago. That's almost 30 years ago. But that's the way the game was. Yeah, you got a hit in the head. You kind of shook it off. You're a little dizzy. And there was another player at Army when I was doing that book named Ronnie Makeda, who was a quarterback. And he took a hard hit in a game and, you know, passed the tests that the doctors gave them back then and was standing on the sideline getting ready to go back in the game. Third string quarterback came over who signaled in the plays and started talking to him about different plays and realized he didn't know any of the plays. It all gone out of his head.
Yeah.
And so he went back to the doctor and said, Ronnie doesn't know any of our plays right now. And then they got him out of the game. But that's the way it was years ago. And at every level, really, probably at the high school level, too.
Yeah.
Talking to John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist. So you've been in this town long enough to know when people abandon ship and jump off the bandwagon. Now, there wasn't great expectations for the Commanders. However, excitement, at least some excitement because of Jaden Daniels. What do you think the reaction is if they lose on Sunday to the Giants?
Well, some of it will be here we go again because the Giants have had this knack for beating the Commanders the last few years, even when they were bad. Didn't they play them in the last game and didn't the Giants win and that got the Commanders into the number 2 draft spot?
Believe that's correct. I can go double check the...
Yeah, so the reaction will be, oh, God,
Yeah, because Tommy DeVito beat him.
Tommy DeVito, that's right.
Tommy DeVito got
Tommy
the start.
Tommy DeVito, the great restaurant owner.
Yeah.
But I think yes, there was going to be overreaction in game one, right? We knew that. If they win the game, Jaden Daniels has a decent game or a good game, he's in the Hall of Fame and they're in the playoffs. And now it's the other way around. If they were to lose to the Giants, who are terrible, I mean, we saw that on Sunday, then people will start going, you know, what's going on here? And they shouldn't. Jaden Daniels is going to be a very good quarterback, no matter what their record is this year. And that's the key. The key is having a good quarterback or a great quarterback in the NFL. Look at how the Dolphins' outlook just changed last night when they lost Tua. What would the Kansas City Chiefs be if, God forbid, Patrick Mahomes got hurt? So as long as they can keep Daniels healthy, and, you know, he ran the ball a lot on Sunday, and there's some concern about how much he's going to run and how he's going to deal with that and how he's going to learn to slide, then there shouldn't be any panic. And by the way, there shouldn't be any parades planned if they win the game.
Yeah.
Because they're playing a bad team.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing a really bad team.
Probably one of the five worst in the NFL, easily.
Yeah, and you're
and I don't think Brian Daboll, who had a great year, his first year as coach, the Giants are usually very conservative about firings, but I would wouldn't be shocked if he's not the coach at the end of the season.
Well, the GM, he had a bad week with Saquon going nuts for the Eagles, and then the Giants getting just bludgeoned by the Vikings. It was not a good weekend for him.
Saquon's three touchdowns probably hurt as much as the final score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at this game and go, you know, even though you're not expecting Washington to make any serious move in the division or even make a wild card, I don't think they're going to. They're not good enough, especially defensively. But you look at this game after the way that the Giants played last week and Daniel Jones has played the last nine games, and go,
right.
Well, you gotta beat them. If you can't beat them, who can you beat? So they could spiral out of control if they don't beat the Giants this week.
I agree with you, except for the one thing. They've always lost to the Giants.
I know.
In the last few years. And they've won some decent games. So if they were to lose, I wouldn't say it's necessarily spiraling out of control. I would just say it's a bad loss. And by the way, I expect them to win. Although, to be completely honest, I thought they were going to win in Tampa. I really did for some reason.
So did Cakes.
Tampa's a good team.
I did too. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. I had a weird feeling.
Yeah,
I had a vibe.
Probably part of it is that I underestimated the Bucks. Bucks have been in the playoffs the last 4 years.
I mean, they're
pretty good.
Yeah.
John, I was going to challenge you, though, when you said Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback.
Right.
What have you seen? Obviously, we saw in college, but we know a lot of college quarterbacks fail in the NFL. What has he shown you that you're willing to say he will be a success in the NFL?
Well, maybe I'm influenced by the media in Washington, which is always rah, rah, rah.
Right.
Okay. But I like everything I've seen about him. The only thing he ever has done that I didn't like was the sunglasses on draft night. You know, I mean, just get up there and, you know, don't wear sunglasses indoors. I mean, he wasn't the only one who did
that.
Right.
He's not the only guy doing it. But
no. But he has all the right things. He has the size. He has the arm. He has speed. He rushed for 88 yards on Sunday. Now, there were some, including my colleague Tom Boswell, who's right about everything he ever writes about except the Nationals. who said that you got to be careful with him. And I agree with that. We saw what happened to Robert Griffin III. But it's more of a gut feeling than anything. I just think he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's not.
Caleb Williams was much worse on Sunday.
No doubt about it.
But he's getting a pass because they won the game.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a pass he's getting. And I'm not saying that I would bet on Jaden to be successful. But all I'm saying in terms of passing, he didn't have one pass over 10 yards. And in the preseason, we saw one. So I just haven't seen enough.
And you know what? But does he have the arm?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Of course he has. And it was his debut on the road, as you mentioned.
Against a good team.
Against a team that's won the NFC South four straight years.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people in Baltimore panicking after they lost to Kansas City. Kansas City was one of the last two Super Bowls, and they were an inch from having a chance to win the game. I know where people in the media say they were an inch from winning the game, which they weren't. But they were an inch from having a chance to win the game. But something just jumped into my head, and it has nothing to do with football, but I got to throw this out.
What?
Who are these people in the media saying Francisco Lindor can win the MVP?
I know. They're nuts.
I'm a lifelong Mets fan.
They're nutty.
Yeah, he's got zero chance.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani, it should be unanimous, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And then there were people in the American League saying that Bobby Witt Jr. might beat Aaron Judge. He's got 126 RBI.
Yeah, you're correct on that.
Sorry, that was just, that was by, I was watching Wilbon and Kornheiser last night, and Mike brought up, well, you know, Lindor is a possible MVP candidate. Tony just said,
No, he's not. Right. He's not going to beat a 50-50 guy. Hey, real quick.
He's not going to beat a 50-50 guy.
Real quick. We're going to let you go in a sec, but we're watching the Solheim Cup here in studio. I was out there on Wednesday. Valdez went out there yesterday for the opening ceremony.
There, it is a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, he came in and said the it's a logistical nightmare because people are waiting 3 hours for buses.
Fox 5 just did a report on it. Yeah. People are waiting 3 hours for buses. Apparently, they only have 7 buses, which are taking 50 people at a time.
What
to
are
the
they
course
do?
That's 20 minutes away?
Is that RTJ? Is that the county? Is that the Solheim Cup? Who organizes the transportation?
It's the whole team. It's everybody. I mean, I remember when I did my U.S. Open book. Everybody was involved in the logistical discussions. The USGA was involved. The local police were involved. Mm-hmm. The county itself was involved. The state of New York was involved because they owned Bethpage Black. So everybody's involved. And how they could think 7 buses. What in the world is someone thinking?
Yeah, that's just moronic.
If that's the case. And I'm assuming Valdez is right because he's Mr. Golf.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, John, you made my weekend.
I'm glad I made somebody's weekend.
All right, John, have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay, fellas, you too. Yep. Who the Hokies have tomorrow?
Old Dominion on the road.
Mm.
That's an interesting game, actually.
If they don't beat them, then it's going to be a bad season.
They're in for a long season.
They're in for a long season.
Although the ACC is so mediocre. So mediocre. And don't be shocked, by the way, if Stanford and Cal end up back in the new Pac-12, Pac-8, whatever it's going to be.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, really? Jump out of the ACC and go back
from John
in?
Feinstein.
Yeah, because they need 2 more teams because they got 6
now. They need
2
more teams, and for those 2 schools, does it make more sense to be playing on the West Coast or to be playing at Virginia?
Well, it makes more sense to be playing the West Coast, but it depends on how much money you're making per year from the
ACC
network.
We'll see how much money the league can come up with. That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
John
Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll do a deep dive into Commanders versus Giants and give you our picks. If you want to give us your take, do the Commanders win their first game of the Jaden Daniels era on Sunday against the New York Giants, who have had their number? Daniel Jones has had their number. 800-636-1067. Who do you got on Sunday? That's next here on the Giants.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to a Football Friday as we get ready for the Commanders to host the New York Giants at Northwest Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff.
Northwest Stadium, home game for Washington, new name of the stadium. Yeah. So it takes a while to get used to.
What are we hearing about the ticket sales? It's still not a sellout?
I've heard sellout.
Oh, you have heard sellout.
As of yesterday, sold out.
There you go.
Now, I don't know how many Giants fans are going to be there. There's usually a pretty good representation of enemy fan base, at least in recent years. Hopefully the Commanders fans can reverse that trend, but that goes hand in hand with winning games.
So we wanted into this game, must win for both teams, really. Daniel Jones coming off an awful game where he had two interceptions, threw a pick six, all the offseason scrutiny. If you watched Hard Knocks, it looked like the organization would have preferred to have moved on from Daniel Jones. They weren't able to do so.
Well, they were definitely sniffing around to try to move up, especially with the Patriots, to try to draft either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, whoever they could draft at that point.
Instead, they drafted Malik Nabers and tried to improve the offensive line, but at least in week one, they looked awful. I think the Commanders do win this game. They've had problems with Daniel Jones' past, but Cakes brought up these numbers yesterday. Daniel Jones has been a shell of what he was a couple seasons ago when they gave him the contract. Ever since he got that contract, he's had far more interceptions than touchdowns. He's had more pick sixes than touchdown passes. I was trying to see if he runs as much as he used to. He used to have great success.
Well, he didn't in week
running.
One.
I don't think he's run as much as he used
to.
Well,
he had an injury.
Yeah, he's coming off a major injury, so that certainly is a factor there.
And Cakes, you're big into revenge games?
I am. I do love
those. Now, usually your revenge games, your angle is a guy who left the team, and then he's with the new team facing his old team.
Sure.
This isn't that case.
It's your most standard revenge game scenario.
This may be a Terry McLaurin revenge game.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Last year, he faced Deontay Banks, corner for the New York Giants. This is written about in the Washington Post today.
Yeah,
Deontay Banks was drafted 24th overall in the 2023 draft.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he should have been selected by his home team, the Commanders.
Right.
Instead, they drafted Manuel Forbes.
Oh.
So he was playing with the chip when he faced the Commanders last year, and he faced Terry McLaurin. And in the game against Terry McLaurin, After winning the second one, he said, "Now I'm 2-0 against you bum-ass boys. F the Commanders." Then he took a shot at Terry McLaurin, who was held to 5 catches for 43 yards in the Week 11 loss. And he goes, Banks said, "I'm just trying to figure out, did number 17 play today? That's all I want to know."
Man, he's just asking for it. He's just lighting more of a fire underneath Terry McLaurin.
I don't really believe in bulletin board material, but I think Terry McLaurin, for two reasons, should have a big game. Number one, we talked about it. They didn't get it involved last week.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he's going to want to stick it to Deontay Banks and the Giants. So I think he'll have a big game. I don't know that it's going to be some super high-scoring affair, but I'm going to take the Commanders 20-17.
Well, my response to Deontay Banks personally would be, you just let Sam Darnold carve you up, and he completed 79% of his passes against you. That's Sam Darnold. So I would think that there's going to be plenty of opportunities for Jaden Daniels to find success in the passing game, bring the rushes down, bump up the passing numbers in this game. I mean, if Sam Darnold dominates you, then what
they
else?
Were really
who
bad.
Else is going to dominate you throughout the season?
They were really bad, and that was the home opener for the Giants. Now they're going on the road. Jones has been awful. We've already gone through his numbers. Does he come back and stick it to Washington again for the sixth time because he's 5-1-1 as a starter against Washington in his career? I don't think so. You know, remember, in those games, Saquon Barkley was a factor too.
Right.
They don't have a Saquon Barkley. They got Devin Singletary. He's okay, but they don't pose a threat that Tampa posed because Tampa had really good dual backfield with Rashad White and Bucky Irving.
Right.
Two legit receivers, a good third receiver. Baker was on fire. I just don't see the Giants doing that. Now, it ain't going to be a blowout. The Commanders are going to make it interesting.
Right.
Because their defense is so susceptible to big plays, especially through the air. Does Neighbors make a big play or two? Probably.
I would think he
probably does.
Conditions are ripe for him to have a good game.
But they don't have the overall depth in the passing game, and Jones is going to struggle.
Right.
I think they're going to get to Jones a bit. The thing that I worry about is the defensive line for the Giants after they played so poorly last week.
They only got to Sam Darnold once.
One time. So
didn't
I think,
really have an impact
but
in
Daniels
the game.
Can get away. I mean, JD can get away and scoot and go for 15, 20 yards, whatever. But I don't think it's going to be a pretty game. I think it'll be an ugly game. I'll take the Commanders 20-13.
I think Daniel Jones's luck finally comes to an end. His magic carpet ride against solely the Commanders, the Washington football team, whatever they've been called when he's had success against them, I think that ends this weekend. He doesn't have the wheels like he's had in the past. He doesn't have the escapability. I think he's going to get sacked multiple times in this game. He was sacked 5 times against the Vikings. I mean, he's so due for like a strip sack fumble. Maybe they get returned for a touchdown. I think the Commanders are a sneaky defense to add if you need one for your Week 2 fantasy matchup. I think they could do some work against Daniel Jones. I think they're going to have a hard time containing Jaden Daniels. I think his passing numbers go up. I think his rushing numbers dip, but not by a lot. Like, he probably has
65 to 70
rushing yards in this matchup.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hopefully one long rushing touchdown. I like the Commanders at home at Northwest Stadium. Let's go 27-17. I think that's an over, too.
Does anybody behind the glass feel like the Giants will win this game? Matt Valdez usually likes to zag when everyone zigs.
He does.
I do think the Emmanuel Forbes injury is addition by subtraction.
Right.
So I do feel like the secondary has a chance to play better. But, I mean, history is on the Giants' side. Daniel Jones and this team, their eyes just get wide when they see the Commanders on the schedule.
That is true.
I can't go against history until you prove it otherwise. Mm-hmm. Plus, I feel like their front is going to have a lot better. Giants front four is going to have a lot better game than week one, especially against kind of a nubs offensive line that we saw in Tampa. So I think it's going to be an ugly game, and I think the Giants squeak one out.
Under, was it 41.5?
I'm thinking a 23-20 type game.
Ooh, that just sneaks the over.
Just sneaks into the over, but I think it's an ugly punt fest kind of game.
Okay.
Defense lets the team down. Daniel Jones, game-winning field goal drive.
Matt Cahill.
Real quick, I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. And it's a simple, who wins on Sunday? What's your early lean? Do the fans believe Washington wins?
68% Commanders. Giants?
So far, 61% Commanders. You can vote at Junks Radio. Let's go to Drabby. By the way, we keep standings on this throughout the year. Only Jason and I hit in week one, so we're off to the 1-0 start. Valdez could make a move on us, though, if the Giants get the dub.
It's so early.
Of course.
Yes, it is early.
I stuck my neck out last week.
He ain't doing it again.
I'm not doing that again. I just
live and learn.
I can't believe Cakes just said, if you're looking for a fantasy defense out there, Commanders are a sneaky play. Did he watch the game last Sunday?
You think I didn't watch the game?
He watched Baker Mayfield look like
Baker midfield.
John Elway out there?
You just wait. Just wait until the end of this game when the Commanders' defense has racked up like 20 points in most standard fantasy leagues. Wait!
Are they going to have 11 new players out there? linebackers?
They are not. But Daniel Jones is so bad, he may make that defense look good.
I think the question with Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones broken or is Daniel Jones lacking confidence? I think it's the latter right now, and I think this could be a get-right game for him. I'm not worried about them being on the road. We know that stadium is going to be 50% Giants fans. And I think Jaden will play much better this week. I'm going 31-27 Giants.
Ooh, that's a shootout.
There's going to be some points on the board. We're going over.
Let me tell you,
did you watch those two offenses last week?
I watched the over? But I watched the defenses.
You guys, if Daniel Jones puts up 31, you might say goodbye to Joe Witt.
Hey. I thought the Commanders' defense was supposed to be violent. He was bringing the violence to this. About as violent as a unicorn.
Mildlands.
All right, Mike Moore.
Like a Care Bear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little worried about Malik Nabers just torching the Commanders' secondary. But now I got the Commanders 27-20. We got to get Austin Ekeler the ball a little bit more. And then don't be surprised if Ben Sinnott has a sneaky good game. I mean, he didn't get any targets in the week one game against the Buccaneers.
Or Sinnott.
Yeah, Sinnott. Sinnott. Yeah. Sell it. And but really Malik Nabers.
His last name's Snot. Ben Snot.
He definitely got called Snot as a kid.
Snotty.
Before he got a head taller than
probably
all the other kids.
Until he got muscles and pummeling everybody.
Right. But yeah, I'm looking to see the young guys out there. Ben, Luke McCaffrey. Obviously, we got to get Terry McLaurin the ball early on in the game. But 27-20, over hits, should be close right down the stretch.
Do I want to bet on Terry McLaurin number of catches this weekend? Do I want to? Anybody want to throw out a number? I'll throw out a way too high number.
5.5.
Oh, I'll take over. 5, and I was going to throw out like 6.5 or 7.
All right, put it in the book. I'm in for $2.
Let's go. Ready to,
where's $2 bet?
I'm ready to lose more money.
I bet I could have got you over if I said 6.5.
I don't think he's going to have 7.
I know. I should have said 6.5.
You should have, yeah. You went a little too low, I think.
Little low.
But you know what's going to happen? He'll have like 3, and I'll just ship you $2 on Monday.
What do you think Jaden's line's going to be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think Jaden Daniels will likely be...
I'm going to say 16 for 28 for 178 yards, 8 rushes, 52 yards, no touchdowns.
Ooh. No picks?
Is 28... Well, he could have a pick. Is 28 too high, you think? I don't know if he'll throw 28 times.
I'll go Jaden 19 for 28.
Oh, so you do have 28.
For 201 and a touchdown pass.
And oh, I forgot. He will throw a touchdown.
And I think he'll have 9 runs for 70 yards and a touchdown run.
All right. If he counts for 2 touchdowns, I'll kick some cash.
Yes,
I think $5.
Sir. You certainly do.
But I'm not putting that on record.
I think it's going to be a lower score. I disagree with Drab. I think it's going to be a lower scoring, ugly game.
All right,
I think the Giants' defense will play better.
I have Jaden he's going to go 17 of 27 through the air, 255 passing yards.
Wow.
Not one, 2 tutties, 65 rush yards on top of that. Boop, cherry on top.
Oh, so he's going to be player of the week.
Well, he was the rookie of the week.
Well. That wasn't too hard to do compared to the other two rookies.
I would take player of the week if that happens.
All right.
255. That's pretty high, Kate.
That's high.
Especially with 17 completions.
I mean, he's going to be throwing balls.
There's a lot of yak.
Hey, go deep, Terry.
he's ripping them downfield for this line to come to fruition.
He's saying F you, JP, in your air yards.
Hey, exactly. JP's obsessed with the fact that Jaden's not throwing more than 9 or 10 yard passes. That may change this weekend.
I will say Eckler is going to have 5 catches for 71 yards.
Ooh.
And
that helps my numbers.
And he's going to have 6 rushes for 42.
So you have Eckler. Ooh. You have Eckler.
I've got Eckler combined 100 yards.
You have him averaging about 13.5 yards per catch.
I got him 7 yards per run, too.
Yeah. I got him 11 touches for about 100 yards.
Just FYI, Cakes has Jaden at 15 yards of completion.
I mean, if he rips a long one or two, that could certainly happen. Jaden, like, he doesn't have that in his bag. For him, he does.
It's over 250 yards is plus 350 for Jaden. If you like Cakes' play.
I love it. I mean, Sam Darnold stinks, and he went for over 200 yards and completed nearly 80% of his passes.
Yeah, no, I just think the Giants aren't going to be that bad defensively.
Darnold also has Justin Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell as his coach/slash coordinator. He has experience.
I gotta hang my hat on Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. Don't be silly. Just crossing my fingers over here.
Might be with Kingsbury. The offense stinks.
If you want to chime in, 800-636.
Yeah, give us your predictions.
106.7 is the number coming up at 9 o'clock. Scott Abraham, ABC7 Sports Director. We got the entertainment page coming up next. Don't go anywhere. If you want to follow along our picks all season long, whether it's our touchdown parlay or our Commanders picks, we'll get them all up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. I think we're waiting for EB's pick. I sent him a text.
Yeah, you may be waiting a while for that.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. What do you think his reaction? Here, hold up. Give me his reaction. I know exactly. I could do it too.
Earlier this week, I did my silly James Earl Jones Coming to America. That was fantastic. It fell flat, aside from the guys behind the glass. But here's Eric Bickle getting a text. Either in an airport or in a hotel room or in Valparaiso.
About a Commander's prediction.
About making a prediction.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's going to be my exact.
I got a hamstring. Oh,
you did.
My hamstring is seized up. That was real because I was method acting being Eric Bickle. Just recoiling in horror.
Well, I was going to add, he'd probably go, I don't know.
Yeah.
For the stupid
graphic. I don't
know
who's going to win.
Yeah, who can predict a score?
I'm so hard.
I'm going to waffle and not make a pick.
But then he'll ultimately go, they're the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the Giants who've owned your team for the past 5 or 6 head-to-head matchups, maybe more?
They're the Bucks.
They're the Bucks.
What if they won a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Right. Oh, they stole a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. That one doesn't count.
I saw a picture online just a few minutes ago.
This is Bickle
did
typing.
Intrigue me.
They're the Giants. 21-3 Commanders.
It did intrigue me. I don't think there's very much of a chance. Tom Brady, the Dolphins.
Nah.
Very small chance. I'd say
that's a damn good offense to step into.
It is. I'd say 5% or less chance. He'll consider it. He'll think about it.
From the Dolphins, I say, look. You were a poo-poo broadcaster. I know you're making $37 million
a year.
He's
making $37 million to work one day a week. He ain't going to the Dolphins.
We could sign a 1-year $50 million deal with the Dolphins. He'll actually get a raise if he goes to the Dolphins.
They're going
to
sign him to a $50 million deal. Can they even afford that?
I
have no idea.
You're just making stuff up.
Just remember he supposedly got on the boat with Stephen Ross or whatever he did, some sort of shady.
Yeah.
Clandestine meeting in the past.
By the way, Stephen Ross, obviously a multi-billionaire. When they were showing him last night in the box during the game, is he so baller that his seat in the owner's box, I think it has like a tag that says this is Stephen Ross's chair. If you sit in this chair, you're going to get thrown right out of the owner's suite. He has like a tag on his luxury box seat.
You know his net worth cakes?
Stephen Ross, he's a Michigan guy. He's into like some sort of real estate development. I'm going to put his net worth at, let's go $9.5 or $10 billion.
Well, he was, according to Wikipedia, was worth $10 billion in 2020, but I just saw that he was worth $17 billion elsewhere. Mm. So somewhere nice. In the $10 to $17 billion range.
Pretty good range to be in.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. It is driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging customers any interest. 2.99% on most X Series models, limited time only. You can find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
The Rock says he has an adult party trick. It's picking up a grape with an unspecified body part. Here's his quote. With tequila, I do this thing where I can pick up a grape. Not with my hands, not with my feet, not even with my mouth. Right now, my publicist is looking at me like, please, God, don't say anymore. Don't, please. So I guess you would have to assume The Rock picks up a grape with his butt.
His butt cheek. Yeah.
I would think so, because I don't think you can do it with... I think you got to go to the backside, because I don't think you're doing it with your front side.
I mean, what else would you use? What other body part would you use for this party trick?
That would be it.
Yeah,
maybe he's really amazing control of his junk.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think he can pull it off with that.
Drab, why don't you show the guys the party trick?
Anybody have any red grapes?
Yeah, I'd be willing to try.
There might be some grapes in the fridge.
If there are grapes in the fridge, I guarantee you they look like a science experiment. Moldy, old. Gross.
I've got some Kirkland blueberries right here. Yeah,
well, definitely smaller than a grape. Yeah. Drab would really have to.
Yeah, Drab, why don't you try a blueberry?
That would be a good social experiment.
So not with his feet, not with his hands.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The only one other body part I can think that where it's actually practical that you can do that.
You like squat down?
Not his mouth.
Well, he's definitely done squats. He's done a billion squats. Of course he can do it. It's the butt.
It's doing the butt.
That has to be it, right?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, that's what he's intimating.
It's kind of hurting to do that at a party, though. He's dropping his drawers.
He's at eight shots of tequila.
What kind of party is this?
He's at eight shots of his tequila. He's probably making $100 million a year off of. Mm-hmm. I don't know the brand name of it, but I'm sure he's got a spirit that he pitches.
You don't think that's not butt funny? You guys, everyone's around the kitchen table, the counter, and everyone's drunk, and Rock goes, watch this, everybody.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. It's a pretty good party trick.
His big flowing shirt pulls down those draws.
Terramana tequila.
Terramana tequila, yeah. Okay.
Terramana.
I might have to try this.
I think you might be trying this over the weekend as you're bypassing the Ravens and watching the Orioles-Tigers.
Really upsets Cakes that he's going to watch.
No, it's just that... I said, Mort, you do whatever you want. You live your life the way you want to. I would never do such a thing, but you're a big O's fan. I understand. I get it. He's his own person. He
He's
going
to go back and forth.
I like that Lady Gaga has some petty to her. She's slamming an old NYU Facebook group that years ago when she was a student, they had a group that the header on the page was Stephanie Germanata. That's obviously her real name. You will never be famous. And now she's putting it on her TikTok and basically shoving it in everybody's face.
The old I told you so.
That she is famous. She's a world-known entertainer, singer. She's now starring opposite Joaquin Phoenix in a Joker musical, which I don't know how well that's going to go over. Did the last Joker, Drab, you can update me on this. Did it make like $1 billion worldwide at the box office? I think it might have done well.
Ended, but
I think it made around $1 billion, if not slightly more. It
that was called The
money.
Joker.
The Joker.
Over $1 billion.
Over $1 billion. So now they're experimenting with the sequel, and Lady Gaga is the star of that, and she's basically giving the double barreled middle finger to all the people she went to NYU with back in
Did
the
any of them become successful?
No chance.
I mean, there's not a chance. That.
Not on Lady Gaga's level.
Well,
she's got him pwned.
Yeah.
Pwned. Last and probably least on the EP, Chad McQueen, son of Steve McQueen. He starred in The Karate Kid, the original, back in the day. He died at the age of 63.
Oh, do you remember him?
He didn't really star in it. He was one of the background guys of Cobra Kai.
He was part of Cobra Kai.
Was he the kid that was kind of psycho? He was the
with the blonde hair.
Yeah, I believe so. His character name in Karate Kid was, have to look it up. I don't have it here in front of me.
Cakes, what did Ralph Macchio dress up as for the party?
Wasn't he, hold on, for the Halloween party?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what was that?
Hold on. Wait a second.
Cobra Kai attacked him afterwards.
Wait a second. Now, the guys from Cobra Kai dressed as skeletons.
Yes.
They attacked
him afterwards, were beaten up on him.
And then he had a weird, like, bulky costume.
It was like a beetle or?
I can't remember.
Wasn't he a shower? Like, he pulled the shower curtain around so he could dance with his girl.
You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to have a shower naked with Elizabeth Shue.
Right.
Is what he wanted to do in the
early 80s. Then Cobra Kai beat his ass.
Cobra Kai gave him the beat down.
Pat Morita showed up.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi showed up and started beating skeleton ass is what he was doing.
How did Chad McQueen pass? Did you already say that and I missed it?
Long illness. Long illness. Yeah, long illness.
Organ failure.
Cakes didn't circle that part of the story.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an important part.
I was channeling Eric Bickle because he's not here to do the EP.
Coming up next, Scott Abraham joins us, ABC 7 sports director and anchor. We will get back into the Commanders matchup against the Giants here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.